I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Black Crows and Whiskey Myers with special guest South Hall are bringing their Southern Hospitality Tour to Merriweather Post Pavilion on June 16th. Tickets are on sale now, a Live Nation show. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets, courtesy of Live Nation.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZ-FM, Cadenceville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
Most of the reception surrounding the Ravens' selection of Venga Ioane has been positive, but the biggest criticism seems to stem from the way the guard position is valued compared to other spots on the O-line. The Ravens just went through this with Tyler Linderbaum, refusing to pick up his fifth-year option because the price tag would have been more in line with the tackle market than the center market. Fast forward to free agency, and it turns out that center market ended up being more lucrative than anyone would have thought. Here's Eric DaCosta speaking on the Lounge podcast about the perceived value of Ioane and other guards around the league.
There's a scarcity of really good offensive linemen, so that drives the market up. Especially, I think, if they can pass protect, because it's a passing league and most of the premium positions have kind of a symbiosis with the passing game. If you get a guy like Vanga, for instance, who's a stone-cold assassin in pass pro, then that probably increases his value a little bit, I think.
And the Orioles will play a traditional doubleheader today after last night's matchup was rained out. Chris Bassitt was in line to pitch in that one, so he'll go first today while the Astros will send out Lance McCullers for a 12:35 start. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Jerry's Home Services, the choice of Maryland homeowners with an impeccable industry reputation. Just ask Jerry's for a fast, free estimate by calling 410-766-6800 or visit jerryssiding.com. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Nolan McGraw, Ravens, Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Got a request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request to the Plaza Ford text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a couple hours or so. Stick around. Ripping it with Ryan Ripken, that is, coming up at noon. Orioles and Astros, doubleheader, starts at 12:35. Trevor Rogers with the flu, placed on the 15-day IL. The NFL draft in the rearview mirror. Rookie camp coming up this weekend out at One Winning Drive. Schedule release coming up. What, 13th is the estimated date. We know the Ravens are playing in Brazil against Dallas week three. And, you know, other things going on at the castle and beyond. And here to talk about all of that stuff in his allotted time. He's with the Be More Sports podcast. You got the Ravens with Mike Preston. And you have the Orioles with Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, who we will be talking to at the bottom of the hour. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Jerry Coleman. Jerry, what's up?
Well, I'm sitting in the back of an Uber. One day I'm at a rental car counter. Today I'm in the back of an Uber. And, Vinny, the only hockey I'm going to talk about is we just drove by Jeff Vinnick's beach house. I'll send you a picture later. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, who the hell's Jeff Vinnick, for those who may not know? He owns 99% of the artists.
Oh, he owns the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
You lost last night. We'll get into that. Throw the whip around. But anyway, Jerry Coleman, the first draft for Jesse Minter is in the books. Eric DaCosta always takes the lead. And as usual, the Ravens get good grades. I mean, have the Ravens ever gotten a failing grade in the last 15 years plus after the draft here? Results to be determined. But your thoughts on how things went down with EDC running the show for the first time, minus Harbs, and with Jesse Minter. I don't say it was along for the ride, but, you know, when the media throng gets on in you asking all these questions, how do you think he handled all of those things?
It was a lot of the same old from the last, you know, 20-some years of being around EDC. You know, best player available, fits our need, plays like a Raven, all the cliches. They drafted 11 guys. We'll know in 3 years whether or not this works out. That's the way I look at the draft. Let's grade it 3 years later. I can't put a letter grade on 11 guys that I don't really know much about. I mean, some of these guys obviously are going to have an impact, hopefully. The second round pick, Zion Young, I'm really interested in covering him because he seems like he's going to provide a lot of content. We've talked about Venga and what he's going to do with the offensive line. They still need to find a center, and they're not a dime a dozen, but I do believe they have a plan in place where they will locate a center to fill Tyler Linderbaum. I've heard people say maybe that guy is on the staff right now or on the roster right now. No, he isn't. They don't have a center on the roster right now that I think can be an everyday NFL caliber center.
Hey, Jared, haven't we been able to go watch rookie minicamp? I know when Lamar was there, I went and watched it.
It's weird because I noticed it's just the first 30 minutes.
Yes.
And maybe that's something new for the first time around with Minter and they want to limit the access. But you are right. It has been more extended for the rookies in the past. And then he's going to address the media. And I do believe that maybe in the past it's been more than one day as well, Vinny, where it's just one day, Derby Day on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know what was funny, Jared, too, about the voluntary mini camp, you know, the one right before the draft? I know the Giants and I know Cleveland let the media in, but the Ravens did not.
Interesting. Well, Harbaugh, you know, I guess they got him to loosen up there in the Big Apple. Maybe they're just keeping it tight-knit with Jesse around and this new staff, and they don't want the media observing too much too early. I think he's just getting to know a lot of these guys, honestly, too, Vinny. So maybe they want that feeling out process to be a lot more private. That's my guess.
Now, Jer, listening to other people and reading other things, people are now getting high on the Bengals. Your opinion?
I don't know why. I mean, you know, Joe Burrow, we'll see if he can make it through a season. They still have Mike Brown owning that team. And I've always said it starts at the top with ownership. That's never going to be a winning organization with Mike Brown. Yeah, they've been to a Super Bowl with Mike Brown as the owner, but I just don't see that long-term success with that organization. They have too many problems internal. It's just a messed up organization, like the Jets, like the Browns, like the Cardinals.
Hey, Jer, other than center, what are the other things that Eric still needs to do this offseason?
He still needs to fortify the offensive line. I mean, there's still some guys I think you still need to bring in to help protect Lamar. I'm not comfortable completely with the tight end situation. They may need to bring in one more veteran tight end. I just don't know what they're getting with these two rookies. They seem to be set at wide receiver. Maybe another pass rusher as well, Vinny. We'll see what, you know, happens within the open market here and some of the cuts during the offseason. But I don't think there's a lot of more pressing needs than center right now.
Now, Jer, what about getting Lamar's contract done? You think it gets done between now and the start of training camp?
No, I'm very skeptical. And that was the last question put to Eric at the press conference where he wrapped up the draft last weekend. And he just gave a nonchalant no, nothing new to report. It's got to be awkward. I mean, you're negotiating with the guy who you have to tell the good and the bad to. You don't have the buffer in between. It's a very bizarre situation, and that's why I think it's dragged on. And they both, I think they live different lifestyles, so I don't know if, you know, Eric's around every time Lamar wants to talk or vice versa. But you would think when those two are in the castle together, right, they might be able to hammer something out, and they haven't had that come to fruition just yet.
Jerry Coleman, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jerry, last thing for you, going to shift to the Orioles, and hopefully your Uber driver is enjoying this riveting sports talk conversation. Birds got a doubleheader against Houston coming up today. How would you assess them? Now, they sweep. Obviously, they're above 500 going into May. They split. They're below. I mean, you could do math. How would you assess the first month? Now minus Trevor Rogers for a couple of weeks with the flu, Kramer for an extended period, Eplin for the year, no holidays, about to begin another rehab, it looks like, no Westbrook for the foreseeable future. How would you view the Orioles as you looked at them going into the year and through the first month plus of said season?
Two words, frustrating and inconsistent, Bob, because, you know, just when you think they're on the right track, they take two steps back. And whether it's an injury or a misplay in the outfield or a bad pitch being thrown, it's frustrating. And again, you know, just when you think they pile up a bunch of runs against Boston, they go out and they lose by 16 and then lose two out of three in the series. So it's hard to get a handle on this team. And the outfield defense, I know you guys have talked about it, it's atrocious, and we knew that coming in. And, you know, on the podcast this week, we talk about these pitching contracts that are being given out. It's crazy to give out a 6 or 7 year pitcher's contract these days. You know, Trevor Rogers is going to get a 4 or 5 year deal. I don't know if he's going to get 6 or 7, but these guys are breaking down at an unbelievable rate.
Yeah, Chris Sale, Garrett Crochet just went down for Boston yesterday with a shoulder. You mentioned the podcast, Jerry Coleman. Let our audience know what you're talking about there for those who may not be initiated yet.
Yeah, it's Leo Mazzoni this week, and he's not a wallflower. My goodness, he had a lot to say about his time with the Orioles, his time with the Braves, the way these pitching contracts have gone outrageously crazy in terms of the years and the guaranteed money and how kids are getting Tommy John surgery. So we talk about his tenure and a lot about pitching, and he had a lot to say. I'm not a big fan of the Angelos family. I'll just put it that way. So Be More Sports Pod is where you can watch it or listen to it. One word, Be More Sports Pod. Put it in your search engine. I have to mention it because Mike Bordick won't.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to him in a couple of minutes. So you mean Mazzoni was blown away by having Smoltz, Glavin, and Maddox, and all of these guys, and then you got Willis Roberts and Sidney Ponzone? Oh, my God, I can't believe he was stunned by that turn of events.
And don't forget Daniel Cabrera, too. A lot of love for Daniel Cabrera. What a gem he was.
All right, Jerry Coleman, enjoy the Uber ride.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. And don't forget, unparalleled access right there at Sports with Coleman.
To the Ravens and Orioles for over 30 years. When we come back, it's the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. A lot, NBA and Stanley Cup playoffs. Series ending. So stick around, find out who got eliminated from the postseason. And then we have a couple of things that happened in Oriole history that were pretty cool recent history at that last day of April, April 30th. And Mike Bordick, the aforementioned Oriole Hall of Famer, our colleague on BBT and Jerry's co-host on the Be More Sports Pod. Talk about the Birds heading into May, all these injuries, but still a chance to be over 500 by the end of the month here.
After Vinny and Haney, it's Inside Access.
Football heavy show. Femi Iambadejo, former Raven, will be in studio with us. Mike Silver was in the Ravens draft room during the draft. He'll give us the sights and sounds from the draft room. And Charles Davis, he's from NFL.com. What did he think of the Ravens draft? He'll tell us.
Next on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, everybody, it's Bob Haney here. Are you seeing the prices at grocery stores lately? It feels like the numbers just keep going up. But listen, I don't sweat it because I use Upside. With the Upside app, I get cash back whenever I shop at giant food stores, and you can too. It's easy. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash for buying the groceries you're already buying. And if you thought it couldn't get any better, my limited time promo code CHARM15 gets you an extra $10 bonus on your first purchase. You know what's wild? A family of four is spending $1,200 a month on groceries right now. It's incredible. I saw that number and thought there's got to be a smarter way to do this, and I found it. It's called Upside. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now. Use my promo code CHARM15 to redeem your $10 bonus in any giant food store. That's promo code CHARM15. Join the real people earning money just for buying groceries. Plus, you can cash out anytime to your bank account or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. What are you waiting for? Download the free Upside app now using my limited time promo code CHARM15 for a $10 bonus on your first purchase at any giant food store. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rowe's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for the Whip Around here on this Todd Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, Pod Sport text line, 410-583-1057. We will make it happen for you. If you missed the news last night, Orioles related, Trevor Rogers placed on the IL, but as Nolan pointed out a couple of segments ago, Rocco Bacco, Rich Dubroff, elders that cover the team, tweeting out that the flu. So must have been a real bad case of it. I've never had, well, maybe when I was like a kid, the flu where you lose weight.
Yeah. You got to be throwing up.
Yeah, I'm the one. I'm the flu that you lose sleep and you're just laying there having these dopey dreams because your fever's all out of whack. But Trevor Rogers going to miss a couple of starts at Jackson Holliday's getting close to another rehab stint as he recovers, tries to anyway, from the hammock bone surgery that he had a couple of months ago. And we'll give you the Oriole lineup here in a few minutes as well. NBA playoffs last night. Detroit up against it. 116-109 taking on Orlando. Cade Cunningham, he pumped in 45 points, but Paolo Banchero had 45 as well for Orlando. So right now, Orlando still leads that series 3-2. Kevin Huerter out with an adductor strain, so the former Terp not getting any run. But the number one seeded Pistons, they stay alive against the Magic. Cleveland takes a 3-2 lead over Toronto in their series, 125-120 last night. James Harden and Evan Mobley at 23 each. Dennis Schroeder had a big fourth quarter lead the way for the Cavs, so they're up 3-2. Houston staying alive, BG style, against the Lakers in L.A. Jabari Smith had 32. Sengun had 14, 9, and 8. Reeves was back for L.A. He had 22, but wasn't enough. No Kevin Durant, still no Luka for L.A., but Houston goes back to Houston. Still down 3-2. Tonight, New York will look to close out the Hawks. They're up 3-2 there. Boston goes to Philly. Sixers could even the series at home after they win easily. Well, pull away in the fourth with Embiid. But they're down 3-2. Boston's my pick to win the East, so they're probably doomed. And then Denver is at Minnesota. T-Wolves are up 3-2, but minus Anthony Edwards, their best player in that series. So that's all coming up tonight in the NBA. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh last night, Vinny. 1-0. And in the win, they close out the Penguins in six
games. Yeah, that was an unbelievable game. It was 0-0 for till we got to overtime. You know, and how about the three stars of the game? Two of the three? The two goalies. You know, I mean, the Philly goalie, 42 saves. Pittsburgh goalie had 31 saves. And York was the one that scored it in overtime. It was right towards the end. of the first overtime. So it was a hell of a game. Now Philly will play at Carolina in the next round. Now the Canadiens in Tampa, it was in Tampa. Canadiens win 3-2. You know, so that was a big win for Montreal because they go home now and they can close it out in Montreal. Vegas.
Well, let's get to that one right now. As a matter of fact, we go two overtimes.
Yes.
Vegas taking on the Utah Mammoth, and I don't know, Las Vegas. I guess the chips were in on this one, huh?
Marner takes it to the wall, killing more clock. 20 seconds left on this Utah power play. Vegas off ice, an aggressive stand. Steal by Howden. Scores!
TNT on the call, double OT, Las Vegas 5-4 over the Utah Mammoth, formerly the Phoenix Coyote.
Bob, so Vegas is up now 3-2 in the series, and that was in Vegas, so that was huge. But how about Utah is winning with 52 seconds to go? And Vegas ties it up. It was an unbelievable game. And, you know, however you pronounce it, he had a hat trick. He was one that tied it.
Venga Ioana.
Yeah. So they're going to go back, you know, for a game six. So, yeah, I think all the game sevens are Saturday or possibly Sunday, maybe.
Well, we got some possible closeouts tonight, too, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So tonight, Bob, the Stars and Minnesota. It's in Minnesota. Minnesota can close that one out. Anaheim's up 3-2 against Edmonton, and it's in Anaheim. So both home teams, one on the road, you know, so they can close out at home tonight.
And for Utah, however the series works out for them in the Stanley Cup playoffs, when they were in Phoenix, they were dreadful.
They were playing at Arizona State's rink, which seats 5,000 people.
Flies, and they weren't really good on the ice.
And ownership sucked.
But they relocate to Salt Lake City, and here they are. Just they're like relevant.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, they're doing very well, and they got good ownership now. It's a younger guy, Bob, that owns the team. I think it's the same one that owns the basketball team, you know, because he owns the arena. But when they were in, and Bob, what do you think you'd be like if you were a player? You're living in Phoenix, and then you got to go to Salt Lake City. But from reading everything, players love it in Salt Lake City.
Well, a change of weathers. I mean, in Phoenix, you get hot, low humidity. Salt Lake City gets cold.
Yeah, well, plus, you get fans.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's the Whip Around Video at Haiti 105.7 The Fan. Darius Adams, the erstwhile former Terp, five-star recruit. Remember, committed to UConn, McDonald's All-American. And had an interesting freshman season for Maryland. Did not shoot well at all from the floor or from beyond the arc. Did average over 10 points a game. He entered the portal. NC State. An old school ACC rival. So Darius Adams has been replaced by a bunch of guys. DJ Wagner, for instance, was a five-star recruit coming by way of Kentucky and Arkansas. But Darius Adams, what do you think, Nolan? Would you have been intrigued if he would have stuck around for another year? Or I guess is this a you can leave now situation, or you saw the writing on the wall?
No, I wasn't kicking him out.
Or maybe NIL money was going to dip a little bit here.
I don't know what it is. I probably think with all the people coming in, transfers in the highly touted class, that he just didn't get the messaging that he was going to have the same role or his desired role, and that was probably the spark behind it. Money, I have no idea.
Sure.
None of us really do. But yeah, I would have liked him to stay. I thought there was something there. Maybe he wasn't worthy of the five-star label, but a little more meat on those bones. Who knows what he could have done?
Yeah, he's a slasher. Gets to the rim. Just needed to, you know, shoot better. But moot point now. He's going to play for the Wolfpack in the ACC. It's the Whip Around Video and 105.7 The Fan. This day in Orioles history. It is April the 30th. 3 years ago in Detroit, Jorge Mateo and Adam Frazier go yard. Austin Voth gets the win. Yennier Cano got the save. All-star that year. Pitching very well this year for the Orioles. And then 2 years ago, Oriole Park Cannon yards. Adley Rutschman, 2-for-4 with a ribby. Gunnar Henderson and James McCann both had RBIs. Dean Kramer got the win. Remember the game? That was the game where Soto hit the home run off Kramer when the Orioles were winning 4-0, and he was like staring him down as he was rounding the bases. And the Orioles were like, "Yeah, did you look at the score? You're losing." Manbun gets the win. Jacob Webb picked up the save now with the Cubbies in Chicago. But 2023, won 101 games. 2024, made the wild card. Here we are, a game below 500, heading into the final day of April. When we come back, we'll talk Oriole baseball with a Hall of Famer who played in the playoffs for the Orioles. He's Mike Bordick, and he's our colleague here on BBT. We'll start poking into this Ravens depth chart a little bit. We'll talk to Nolan McGraw more in depth. Haven't really had a chance to chat with old Quick Draw. And then Ribbon with Ryan coming up at noon. We'll look at the Orioles lineup against Houston. We'll keep you up to date on the score of the first game, which starts at 12:35, and everything else going on. And Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. What do you think of his Bears, what they did, and everything else going on in his world? Hey, the White Sox don't suck this year.
If you missed today's Big Bad Morning Show, have segments, hours, or full show delivered daily to your phone. Subscribe to the podcast and listen anytime on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. The Big Bad Morning Show, live on the Fan's YouTube channel, tomorrow 6 till 10, 105.7 The Fan.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Ro's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply, and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is VJ Surhoff. You're listening to the best Orioles coverage on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
There was a lot of speculation around what the Ravens might do at the D-tackle position entering the draft. They ended up waiting until the seventh round to select Rashawn Benny out of Michigan, although most analysts had him going much sooner in rounds three or four. Maybe his previous injury history played a role in that fall, but at the same time, his previous connection playing under Jesse Minter seemed to help him find his way to Baltimore. Here's what the head coach had to say about the pick.
Showed some really good stuff, does a lot of things on tape that obviously we like to see. And so I think he's just kind of a guy that's gotten better and better. He was really, really raw and a kind of a young player coming into Michigan. But those guys there, you know, I know he's been well-trained and well-coached and excited to add Ray.
And last night in the NBA playoffs, the Pistons kept themselves alive by beating the Magic 116-109. Cade Cunningham scored a franchise playoff record 45 points to help Detroit stay up from start to finish. Paolo Banchero also dropped 45 points in the losing effort, but Orlando still holds a 3-2 advantage in the series, and they'll have a chance to close it out on their home court tomorrow night. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Nolan McGraw, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
888-1057 of the Fan. Try to request Thursday. Pick a song we'll play. Got a little Aerosmith coming your way. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. That review coming up in a couple of hours. Orioles and Astros in about an hour. Start a doubleheader. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Lambert against Bassett. Trevor Rogers on the shelf with the flu. We know Eplin's done for the year. Kramer's out with the quad. And all the other fun stuff that goes along with that. But yet, here the Orioles sit, only a game below 500. And to talk about that, Oriole Hall of Famer, he's our colleague, of course, on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, 105.7 The Fan. He is the one and the only, Mike Bordick. Bordick, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling?
Oh, Bob, I feel really good, you know, after an off day yesterday. I'm ready to go for a doubleheader.
All right, let me ask you this. Orioles sit right now at 14-15. And, you know, season starts in March. We get that. But this is basically the first month of the season. How big would it be, at least from a mental perspective, in that clubhouse for them, given the injuries, the inconsistencies, and self-inflicted damage that they have had? How important would it be for the Orioles to be above 500 heading up to New York to take on the Yankees, who have just been kind of dominating so far this season?
I think it would be huge. This team's been, you know, trying to find itself, I think, over the course of the first month of the season. A lot of inconsistency. So if they could pull things together here, I think it would be nice. A good way to, you know, to head into May, head into taking on the Yankees and, you know, arguably the toughest part of their schedule, a nice little run of 16 or so games in a row. So, you know, I think it's really important because the challenges are ahead of them.
Now, when we talk about Kobe Mayo, we did him spotlight last week, the bat's starting to come alive for sure. Defensively, which has always been a weakness of his, we see the errant throws. The arm strength is more than adequate enough. As a matter of fact, Mike, I believe he's got a plus arm. When you watch him feel the, and he made the nice barehanded throw first base. Alonso, you know, made the scoop a couple of nights ago to get the out against Houston. But when you watch him, where do the mechanics take a hike on him on ground? Yeah, like the game last week against Kansas City. It's like, come on, dude. We had all day to throw it. And where do things go haywire for Mayo in that aspect?
There may be a couple things, but I'll say this. Mechanically, when you get a tall guy and he's a monster, what, 6'5", if you stand up and you come out of your legs, you really lose the proper mechanics of a throw and staying fundamentally sound. And that goes with any throwing sport. You really have to use your lower half. And sometimes he stands up so tall that now his balance gets thrown out of whack and his weight gets over his front side way too soon. So ultimately, every thrower, if they have time, and infielders and catchers alike have to be a little bit quicker at times, set up like a pitcher, to be honest with you. And you have to be that type of thrower. You have to find quick balance. You have to get your legs underneath you. And you have to have proper throwing mechanics if you want to be accurate. Every now and then, that long body just does not quite sync up. A lot like a tall pitcher. Every now and then, they just got to whack a little bit, and you hope they can get back in the strike zone.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joining us on The Fan. Orioles taking on the Astros in about an hour. Game one of a doubleheader down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Now, I know, Mike, you've been a fan of Ryan Mountcastle defensively at first base and two-time Gold Glove finalist, transitioned from what, third base to shortstop to left field to the usher, worked at Boob's barbecue, but he finally found a home at first base. Now we're watching Alonso here. I don't think it was his rep to come in here being like this brilliant defensive player, but watching him through the first 29 games, your impressions of Pete Alonso with the glove.
Oh my gosh. Best defensive first baseman in the league right now. I'll tell you that. Listen, I think the defensive metrics have eluded, you know, the analytic front office people. It's really hard. And I think first base especially, it's hard to get a good, you know, range factor, arm strength, all that kind of stuff. And I think poor Pete got kind of put behind the eight ball with some of his metrics, and they just assumed he was a poor defender. Now, I'm not saying that he is the most athletic-looking defensive first baseman, but my gosh, does he get his nose in there? He made a couple picks a couple days ago, and in my opinion, the Orioles probably played their best defensive game on the infield anyway. And he made some picks for Gunnar. He made a pick for Alexander at the end of the game as well. I think for Mayo too. So, and he's diving all over the place. His uniform is always dirty. He is exactly the type of first baseman I think every other infielder dreams about having, because, you know, he'll save you a run, dive for a ball. And he's working his butt off to try to dig balls out of the dirt for everybody as well.
All right, Bordy, let's talk about the defense in the outfield. Now, Bordy, like with Ward, Beavers, is it talent? Is it they're not outfielders? They can get better? You know, what is it with those guys in the outfield?
Yeah, well, I think this. I think, unfortunately, in the game of baseball over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, that generation of player, they just haven't focused a lot on defense. And I think most kids, if they wanted to get recognized through whether hitting for power or bat speed, generally didn't really care about the position they played. They just cared about, you know, their offensive game. And even colleges and now professionally, they really don't care. If you have a good bat speed, if you look like you could be a hitter and they fall into those kind of metrics, they're going to take a chance on you and hope that defense develops. So I do think it can be worked on. I don't know what their tactics are working defensively in an outfield nowadays, but I know this. When you shag balls off a bat, like in batting practice, that's the truest and most real kind of test you're going to have as a defender. I used to love getting reads off balls in batting practice, just the anticipation, the ability to get a good first step. And outfielders used to work on the same kind of thing. It's like a live in-game rep. You have the ability to reset yourself. And I don't know that they outfielders do that as much nowadays, but that is probably the best and fastest way to really learn how the ball comes off the bat and enhance tracking skills for sure.
All right, Bordy, let's say that you're a base runner, you know, and you're facing, you know, the Orioles outfield. You know, like pregame and everything, they're saying you can take a base on them, or you can go first to third. And because so many times in Bordy, we go back to fundamentals, they throw to the wrong base or the accuracy is way off.
No doubt. And it's not just the Orioles. And I don't want to bash on them, but yeah, I mean, it's balls are rolling all over the place in the infield. And in my, it's embarrassing if you ask me. That bothered me, I guess, if I had a pet peeve in the big leagues, is if I saw a ball rolling through a big league infield, you know, during a game, so it was an overthrow, cut off, somebody missed it, misplayed it. It was embarrassing to me. And I think, you know, guys just don't take it personally as much anymore. And, yeah, everybody runs on outfield arms now, because there aren't good, accurate arms in the outfield. A select few. I mean, Aaron Judge, obviously, we're going to see him, and he's one of the best, but there aren't as many as there used to be, that's for sure, because it's just not a prerequisite to be a big league player now.
He's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joins us every Thursday here on Vinny and Haney, and of course, he's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bordy, last thing real quick. Chris Bassett's on the hill. Brandon Young's going to go in the nightcap. Rogers is gone. Kramer's gone. Eplin's gone. I mean, Bassett's got to do what for the Orioles today? Followed by Brandon Young, who has been pretty effective so far.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's got to step up. That's for darn sure. I thought Boz had a pretty good game. Hopefully that's kind of the start of something good for this rotation. You know, I know the other day, Bob, you and I were talking, and I said, don't panic about the rotation. Well, with Rogers going down with the so-called flu, I've never heard of a guy going down, you know, on a 15-day IL with the flu. But, of course, I don't know, are we allowed to say COVID anymore? Anyway, I'm really getting off track here. Yeah, they need to find some arms, that's for sure, because too many guys on the IL, if this is going to be commonplace, which it feels like it is again, just like last year, they got to start stockpiling some starting pitching. Bassett has got to command his two-seam fastball, period. I mean, everything, and we've seen it. That's why Boz was better his last outing. He had better fastball command, and Bassett's no different. It just helps set up all his other off-speed pitches. Yeah, so he's got to be able to steal some strikes with that and that 70-mile-an-hour curveball he's flipping up there.
He is Mike Bordick. Bordy, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the games today, and we'll catch up with you next week and see at Pickles as well.
Thanks, Bordy.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll see you.
There's Mike Bordick, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. It looks like we're going to have to get to the depth chart on Monday or Tuesday when Vinny comes back.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday. I thought you were off tomorrow.
No, I'm here tomorrow.
I thought you were taking off on Friday.
No, I don't need to.
Well, okay. There you go. Communication breakdown here at 105.7 The Fan, as usual.
After Vinny and Haney, it's Inside Access.
Football heavy show. Femi Iambadeja, former Raven, will be in studio with us. Mike Silver was in the Ravens draft room during the draft. He'll give us the sights and sounds from the draft room. And Charles Davis, he's from NFL.com. What did he think of the Ravens draft? He'll tell us.
Next on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain. I'm sure the atmosphere in Cleveland today is going to be kind of weird. You're breaking ground on a new stadium while also considering life with Deshaun Watson as your starting quarterback again. Reports came out yesterday it's Watson's job to lose, and considering Jimmy Haslam's sinking nearly as much money into Watson as he is the stadium, it's not surprising. It'll be even less surprising when Watson plays poorly at some point and Todd Monken's forced to play QB roulette all year. I'm Chris Mack.
Vinny and Haney Show, sponsored by Town Appliance. Your next home upgrade starts at Town Appliance.
Orioles take it on the Astros. Doubleheader starts at 12:35. We will keep you up to date on the score as it happens up till 2 o'clock. And then Inside Access will take over. And then about a half hour after that one, Brandon Young takes on Lance McCullers. It's Bassett for the Orioles. Gunners DH leading off. Ward's in left field. Rutschman's behind the plate. Alonso's at first. Beavers in right. Jackson's at second. Kowser center field. Mayo's at third. Blaze at shortstop today. Birds win the opener of the series 5-3. A couple of nights ago, trying to win the series and hopefully sweep, get above 500 before they go to Yankee Stadium. Taking on New York in the Bronx. New York just took 2 out of 3 from the Texas Rangers. Did lose yesterday. But we'll get into that when we get to the American League East report when Ripping It with Ryan starts coming up in a matter of minutes. But let's bring in Nolan McGraw. Quick draw, how you feeling on this sunny Total Request Thursday?
I feel pretty good. Thinking kind of what you were saying earlier, maybe head down to the yard after the show's over, take in some day baseball. The weather's certainly good enough for it. But we know what's at stake today, just with the doubleheader. We know how tough those can be from a roster management standpoint. Now you have these new wrinkles with the Orioles rotation, guys dropping like flies. And for Chris Bassett in game one, first and foremost, going out there and delivering a winning quality performance is what everyone would expect. But I would almost say, looking at these next couple weeks on paper, and again, the state of this Orioles rotation, I might place an even higher emphasis on Bassett going deep in game one. More, I mean, one of the win, but I'm saying like it might be more important for him to go deep than it would be for him to go, you know, like five and give up a run. I'll deal with a little more run damage if he can work, God forbid, even in the seventh. Because with the doubleheader today, you got 15 games in the next 14 days. They don't get another off day until May the 14th. So you have a hole to fill in the rotation tomorrow. Should be Cade Povich. He last pitched in AAA last Saturday, so we'll call that an easy one. He slots right in for the opener. But because of the doubleheader, now you got another hole for Monday.
Yep.
Too soon to come back around to Bassett by that day. So is that a bullpen day? Could be. Is that an Albert Suarez day? He was DFA'd this past weekend. Elected free agency, although the expectation is from all the beat writers, he'll re-sign on another minor league deal and he'll come back. That's great. I mean, this is the point of the season where we could really use him. But even if he does pitch, how deep is he going? It's probably still a pseudo bullpen game. So all of this to say in a roundabout way, huge burden, huge emphasis on what Chris Bassett can do today going deep. because I always thought that having a younger, more inexperienced pitcher scheduled to go game two of a doubleheader is a really tough spot. Brandon Young's been pitching well as of late. Make no mistake, he's earned the right to be here. But if I had my choice, right, and I was manager, and I didn't think I was going to throw too much off, I might have him go game one. That way I know what my bullpen situation like is for game two. And Bassett, being the veteran, would have to dig deep at that point. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, and especially with Bassett not pitching that well recently, like if he's out of there in the fourth, well, now Brandon Young, I mean, oh my God, pressure's on you. You know, the Young, you're a rookie, essentially. Like, we need you to go deep. Now it's not as simple as Brandon Young, hey, five innings, one or two runs, give us a winning effort. Now he's going into that start thinking about all this other stuff, and it's just counterproductive. So slate ahead, schedule ahead, not easy for this team. Got to get off on the right foot today.
Well, Brandon Young in his last start Friday benefited from a ton of run support. The Orioles hit so many home runs, they ran out of fireworks on that Friday night. How about this one? Even if Bassett does get touched up to the tune of 3-4 runs, and he keeps the pitch count relatively minimal, you know, Alvarez takes him deeper, Correa, whatever it is. How about the offense puts like 7 or 8 runs on the board? How about that? Giving a little run support to the starting pitcher, because to your point, the last thing in either game Albernaz wants or needs is to have dig deep into the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Boz will go, what, I guess, Sunday. If Povich pitches tomorrow, Bradish will pitch Saturday, and Boz goes Sunday, and then throw a dart and pick out your arms there. So they need Bassett, to your point, to give them some length. But how about giving him 5 runs in the first inning where there isn't the pressure on him to have to throw perfect baseball for 6+7 innings? You know, grinding one out. So let's get the onus on the offense here a little bit more, too. But, you know, Chris Bassett needs to up the game. He's a few starts into the season. The command has still been a problem for him. Did pick up his first win of the season. But Chris Bassett, there's a reason you were bought in, more to supplement the rotation, not to be the ace of it. Last year, Charlie Morton had to be a top-of-the-rotation guy because of all the other injuries. Now Bassett's kind of forced into that situation himself. And Brandon Young, just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out there, fling 5 or 6 innings, and let the rest take care of itself.
Bob, I got a little news that you probably will like. The Ravens signed Calais Campbell.
Oh, they did?
Yep. Right. Just signed him.
Was not expecting that this early in the spring-summer. Thought he would have signed after training camp started, veteran player.
Signed a 1-year deal. Yeah. Right. So he'll.
Man,
I think that's a good.
Can he pitch Sunday? You know what I mean? I mean, they wanted him back for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
He's still playing at an expected high level. Not what he was when he was defensive player of the year level guy. But Calais Campbell coming back to the nest.
With him and Jenkins, Bob, you got a lot of age there.
A lot of guys that played when that dude that you talked about today was still in college.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just started college. So, Calais Campbell back to the nest. Orioles taking on the Astros. Doubleheader. We're getting into that and more. Riveting with Ryan coming up next. Vinny, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Nolan,
I'll talk to you in about 5 minutes. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it here on The Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show, Vinny and Haney, Inside Access, live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
Join 105.7 The Fan's Baltimore Baseball tonight before every weeknight home baseball game at Pickles Pub as we broadcast live. Enjoy their 32-ounce Orange Crush. And on select nights, pick up a free 105.7 The Fan and Science & Kirk bucket hat, courtesy of Science & Kirk Lawyers. YouHaveALawyer.com.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZFM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
The Ravens' biggest need coming out of the draft is without a doubt the center position. Unless they feel ready to put a big responsibility on in-house depth piece Corey Bullock's shoulders, they'll need to scoop someone else up before training camp begins. Eric DaCosta didn't sound too concerned when he was asked about it on the Lounge podcast.
you know, there'll be options for us, potentially terminated vets, potentially trade options. Obviously, we'll look at all those things. Some of the best deals we've ever made happened in June, July, August. As much as I regret not getting a cent.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.